I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
Welcome, one and all, to the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. I'm your host, Brad Page, and each episode of this show, I pick one of my favorite songs and we explore it together, just trying to get a handle on what makes a song great. No musical knowledge is required here. We don't get into music theory or too much technical jargon. We're just listening to the performances, the production, and all those little nuances that go into making a song work. On this edition, we're uncovering a lesser-known track by Paul McCartney that's called Back on My Feet. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, this is Mick Jones of Foreigner, and you're listening to Pantheon Podcast.
Way back on the very first episode of this podcast, we listened to a McCartney song called Daytime, Nighttime Suffering that was relegated to a B-side and never got the attention that it deserved. On this episode, we'll be exploring another McCartney B-side that I think deserves a lot more attention, too. Back in 1987, McCartney was coming off a run of mediocre albums that didn't receive great reviews and didn't sell particularly well either. So he was looking to mix things up. He was looking for someone to inject some new life into his songwriting. And so he reached out to Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello and the Attractions had played at one of the last ever shows by Wings, the Concert for the People of Kampuchea benefit in 1979. And both Paul and Elvis were working in the same studio at one point during the 80s, so they had met a few times before. By 1987, Elvis had a number of hits, and he was well-respected as a songwriter, and critics loved him. He was a natural choice for McCartney to collaborate with. People were quick to say that Costello would be the new Lennon in the partnership, but I never really saw it that way. Elvis Costello isn't John Lennon. He had his own thing going. But he did bring a cleverness and a more biting edge than anyone McCartney had written with since Lennon. The first song McCartney and Costello worked on together was Back on My Feet. Paul had the basic melody for the song together, but it wasn't finished. Let's hear a bit of McCartney's original demo for the song.
How many days will the wet weather last? I wanna know, will the clouds when they roll back reveal a man in an old Mac sitting on a park bench living on his own. Cut to the rain as it runs down the glass. Eventually through the lightning and thunder we see a man going under. This is how it happened, this is what he said. He said, I don't need love, I was born on the street. Give me your hand till I'm back on my feet. I don't need love, I was born on the street. I need a hand till I'm back on my feet.
If you listen to the whole demo, you'll hear he just repeats that verse again, so clearly the lyrics weren't finished yet. But the idea is there. This image of a down-on-his-luck guy, homeless, living on the street. Elvis would contribute to the lyrics, in particular expanding on the cinematic language and adding a counter melody. Recording sessions for the final version began on March 9, 1987, at Hog Hill Studio, which is McCartney's home studio in East Sussex, England. This was the first time Paul worked with producer Phil Ramone. The basic track was laid down with Paul on piano, Tim Renwick on guitar, Nick Glennie-Smith on keyboards, and Charlie Morgan on drums. Paul would later overdub the bass along with some additional guitar and his vocals, and Linda McCartney would add some backing vocals. I really like the low-key groove of this song. Let's bring up the drums for a second just to get a better feel for that beat. So far, the song is largely keyboard-focused, but if you listen closely to this next verse, you can hear some very clean electric guitar come in. Sounds like it might be recorded in stereo. It's nestled pretty low in the mix. In that verse, we start to get some of that cinematic imagery in the lyrics. Cut to the rain as it runs down the glass. Eventually, through the lightning and thunder, we see a man going under. It's almost like they're directing a film. Let's go back and bring up the vocals so we can hear some of those lyrics again.
Cut to the rain as it runs down the glass. Eventually, through the lightning and thunder. We see a man going under. This is how it happens. This is what he said.
Now we've reached the first chorus, and things ramp up here. There's a distorted guitar that comes in with power chords, and McCartney intensifies his vocals here. Now he's singing from the perspective of this guy on the street. Costello referred to this character as a hapless vagabond. He's defiant. He's saying, I don't need your love, I just need a hand until I'm back on my feet. And McCartney puts that edge into his vocal performance.
This is what he said.
All right. right, let's go back and listen to that again, because there's something odd happening there as we come out of the chorus. It's like there's a half of a beat added, or maybe a half of a beat missing. I can't figure it out. Listen to the snare drum and you'll really notice it. The snare is hitting on the 2 and the 4 of every measure, as usual, but you'll hear it sort of skip when they come out of the chorus. Temptation. So here's the snare drum on the 2 and the 4, as you'd expect. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. But listen to what happens as the chorus reaches the end. You caught that, right? Let's play through that change one more time. See things you never see. Don't pity me. Well, I just think that's an odd choice because it's definitely intentional. All right, here's the next verse. Focusing on the breath of a man. Takes it round, baby, back from his knapsack. Between his whispers and wise cracks, he's looking for permission. I really like that series of chord changes behind that part of the verse. Let's listen to just the instrumental tracks there. Here comes the next chorus, and notice how they add echoes to Paul's voice when he hits the word sky. Screaming at the sky. I don't need love. No temptation is sweet. Give me a hand till I'm back on my feet. Great vocals in the chorus, including those harmonies. Let's listen to that again and bring up the vocals so we can hear that a little better. I don't need love. No temptation is sweet. Give me a hand till I'm back on my feet. You're always telling me what about my misery. I've seen things you never see. Don't pity me. And there's that skipped beat again. Paul changes his vocal delivery again for this section. Let's go back and focus on the vocals here. I'll be right again. Be all right without you.
Ooh. I'll stand up again. Kick your foot up again too.
I really like that whoa at the end there. Let's go back and listen to that section again with all the parts together. I'll be right again. Be all right without you. Notice how they've mixed in an electronic drum sound along with the snare drum just for those 4 beats between the vocals. We'll play that again. Here comes that added snare sound again. Here's the last verse. It opens once again with a cinematic reference. Cut back again to a girl walking by. McCartney plays a great little bass part there. Let's hear that again. Cut back again to a girl walking by. On this chorus, Paul sings some additional lines around the main chorus vocals. And there's some guitar fills, probably played by Tim Renwick, added here. Elvis Costello said that one of the things he contributed to the song was a counter melody sung from the perspective of an unsympathetic chorus of onlookers. I'm pretty sure he's referring to this part coming up. And the final lines of the song kind of conclude the film or movie imagery. Here they sing, "His face starts to fade as we pull down the shade and the picture we made is in glorious cinemascope."
His face starts to fade as we pull down the shade and the picture we made is in glorious cinemascope.
I'll be back! I'll be back!
I love McCartney's last bit of vocals there as the song fades out. It's like he's yelling into the camera of our imagined movie here, defiant till the end.
I'll be back! I'll be back!
There's also some nice orchestration with the guitar and the bass behind that part. Let's back it up and listen through the fade to the end. Back on My Feet by Paul McCartney. Here's a song written by two musical legends, Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello, produced by a legendary producer, Phil Ramone. They put all this effort into writing it and recording it, and then it ends up being relegated to a B-side of a relatively obscure single called Once Upon a Long Ago that most people don't know that as an A-side, let alone what was on the flip side. If I wrote something half as good as this, I'd consider that a lifetime achievement. For McCartney, it's just something to fill space on a B-side. His career is just full of gems like this. Thanks for joining me again on this episode of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. We're part of the Pantheon network of podcasts, home to many great music-related shows, so be sure to check those out too. This show will be back in about 2 weeks, so until then, talk to us on Facebook. Send an email to lovethatsongpodcast@gmail.com or write a review on Podchaser or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. All of our previous shows can be found on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com, as well as any place that you can find podcasts. And remember to follow the show so that you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening to this edition of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast on Back on My Feet by Paul McCartney.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.